morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commission Court meeting for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. It is 10:33 a.m. We are on the record. We'll begin our meeting today, as we always do, with an invocation today led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Weeden.
Please go ahead, Bert. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and for the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Lord, help us stay strong and focused and thankful for all of the positive things that you have provided for us. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this governing body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. All these things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me beside the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today. Unfortunately, Commissioner Senegal had the flu, so we wish him quick recovery. Under purchasing, item A is consider and approve execute receipt file Printronics printer maintenance renewal for the period 12/24/19 to 12/23/2020 for Jefferson County with Serious Computer Solutions, Inc. in the amount of $1,415.55. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt file job order contract with CTEC Facilities and Maintenance for the construction of a foundation for two 10,000 gallon storage tanks for precinct 3 in the amount of $15,069.36 in accordance with the Choice Partner Job Texas contract. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is consider approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for December insurance reimbursement. And item B is regular county bills, check numbers 466-250 through 466-469. Do I have a motion on those items?
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. The county commissioners, we have several items, both on the regular agenda and on the agenda. Item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution to extend the disaster declaration for Tropical Storm Imelda pursuant to section 418.108B of the government code. I'm going to pass up items B and C. Item D is to consider and possibly approve and accept a donation of $8,000 from BASF Total Petrochemical for use at the Veterans Memorial Park pursuant to local government code section 81.032. Item E is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute and receive and file approval of tax exempt financing agreement for the Hewitt Center, Inc. with Network Newark Cultural Education Facility Finance Corporation and First Financial Bank for improvements to the Hewitt School pursuant to provisions of the Internal Revenue Code 1986, section 147F, which the county will have no responsibility or liability. Item F is to receive and file a certificate of completion. Commissioner Effort Alfred. Commissioner Alfred has successfully completed the continuing education provisions for Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item G is to consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute special warranty deeds in Jefferson County, the City of Fort Austin, Texas, for the following parcels of land pursuant to section 272.01 of the Texas Local Government Code. Track 1 is 0.6823 acres of lots 2 through 4, block 151, with 10 feet of adjoining alley in the City of Fort Arthur. Track 2 is 0.154 acres of lots 2 through 4 of block 151 for ingress and egress. And track 3 is 0.2539 acres of land in lots 4 and 5, block 151, with 10 feet of adjoining alley at the City of Fort Arthur for ingress and egress. Item H is to consider and approve an urgent need national objective form for South China, Texas drainage project related to Hurricane Harvey CDBG program. Item I is to consider consider and approve urgent need national objective form for Bird Gully Drainage Project related to Hurricane Harvey CDBG program. And item J is to consider and possibly approve naming Ms. Esteline Knox interim director of the Public Health Department effective December 2nd, 2019, until the return of Dr. Cecil Walker. Do I have a motion on both items that were read?
Second.
By Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Commissioner Weaver, would you like to?
Judge, Commissioners, I'd like to welcome Ms. Carol Ebert from VS Hotel Petrochemicals here to make a donation to Jefferson County to be used at our Veterans Memorial Park. She's here today, and if it be the wishes of the court, let her come up and say a few words and present the check.
Thank you. Good morning. So yes, I am honored today to represent BASF Total Petrochemicals and our veteran employees who we are making this donation in their honor, as well as in honor of the veterans and those who are currently serving our country. The Veterans Memorial Park is just across the highway from our facility, and we are honored to be able to partner and help provide funding to keep that park maintained. It's got some amazing, memorabilia and displays, and we want to make sure that that is available for our citizens and the communities and visitors for many years to come. So we offer this donation in support of those efforts at the park. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ebert.
Thank you very much.
All in favor of those items that were read, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county practice system collection, I'll go back to those other items at the end of the meeting. Under county tax assessment collector, we have one item to consider and possibly approve resolution recognizing Elizabeth Bordelon for 24 years of service to Jefferson County and the citizens of Jefferson County and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under county treasurer, we have one item to receive file certificate from Jefferson County Treasurer Charlie Hallmark to verify completion the mandatory county treasurer continuing education training requirement under local government code section 83.002, the mandatory public funds continuing education training required by government code section 2256.008, also known as the Public Funds Investment Act. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Okay, back under county commissioners, item B is to conduct a public hearing regarding adopting articles of incorporation bylaws with the Southeast Texas Flood Control District, local government code, chapter 551 of the and item C is to consider a possibly approved resolution adopting articles of incorporation bylaws and appointing directors Southeast Texas Flood Control District, LPC, a local government corporation to engage in planning concerning disaster mitigation and other projects or programs to protect the residents of our community, infrastructure, industry, businesses, and housing against flooding, to design, develop, construct, operate, manage, repair, maintain, finance, equip, improve, enlarge, extend, acquire, and improve integrated flood damage reduction systems and to conduct any and all other lawful business performing any other related function. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Judge, I'm going to second, but I have a question.
Yeah, we still got to have a public hearing, okay. And I want the commissioners to feel free. I know that Commissioner Offer and Commissioner Arnold were both at the preliminary meetings that were held in regional planning, but Commissioner Weaver may have some questions, and there may be other questions. So this public hearing is now open. It's going to include opportunity for members of the public to speak and for members of the commissioner's court to speak. Go ahead, Commissioner.
Well, my question would be, from our standpoint, have these articles been reviewed by our district attorney's office?
She has not, but I'll be happy to give it to her.
I think that would be the first thing. The second thing is, as I look at C, there's a large number of things to be done. We vote on this, and it is not relinquishing this court's power in the functioning of flood or whatever with Jefferson County?
No, this is primarily, number one, anytime if the county has to put any money into it, it's always going to come back to the Commissioner's Court. As a matter of fact, we've got a plan to have preliminary seed money, and I'll be coming back to the Commissioner's Court to request $25,000 additional funding probably next week. Didn't think it was way to find it. The agreement that we've made between the eight counties and the drainage district involved with the River Authority's assistance is that we'll take Jefferson County's tax levy, and whatever percentage of that tax levy, $25,000, is, then the other counties will take their tax levy and contribute that same percentage for their county. So the $25,000 is 0.1% of our tax levy, and they'll all contribute 0.1% of their tax levy. So everybody will have skin in the game, but it'll be proportionate to what the value of the property to your jurisdiction on. The other part of it is, and this is for members of the public, because I know the commissioners have heard this, but during this last legislative session, Representative Phelan and Senator Craig passed in Bill 7, which created the Flood Control Fund as a direct allocation out of the Rainy Day Fund that will be available for local jurisdictions to do studies and projects for flood control. It's been made very clear to me by both Senator Craig and Representative Phelan that the projects that are going to get funded by the Texas Water Development Board are going to be projects that are river basin projects that cross county lines. That will not be individual city or county projects funded unless they're part of the study group's recommendations. The other part.